for Big East Famous Fried Chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
See the USA in your Chevrolet, America's
after. It's a good thing it's a beautiful day, because this next guy, what we don't need is what happened last night, the Enterprise Center, followed up by a horrible, crappy, lousy, gray, gloomy day. So maybe this will help balance things out. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great hockey fans of all time, a player himself, actually, not professionally, but, you know, a player nonetheless. Oh, yeah, and he sells cars. Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
Uh-oh, you hear it. You hear what he said? Hello, Frank.
He's buddy.
Still dragging from last night.
I'm still on a high just getting to talk to you and your wife Saturday afternoon when I was leaving the dealership after working for a feverish 2 hours. I almost had as long a day as
you have. You almost did.
I might have spent about 2 hours and 15 minutes here, but, you know, it was great talking to you, kids. And,
were you there last night?
I was.
Okay. Describe the mood. And I don't think it hit.
You know, I've been lucky enough to go to, 2 Super Bowls. Yeah. All right. Yeah. One we lost. The one we lost was because no good cheating, rotten Bill Belichick was cheating. They were filming our practices.
Yep, I remember that.
The Rams were a 15-point favorite, and we lost in overtime. But, you know, I've been to World Series games, and there was nothing like the electricity And I don't know, you know, people that are just now getting turned on to hockey because this is a really fun team to watch, and the whole story about the worst team in hockey on January the 3rd to playing in Game 7. If someone would have ever said, do you think that, first of all, the Blues would make the playoffs, then they'd get past the first round against Winnipeg, then they'd get past the second round, Dallas, which, unbelievable, St. Louis, born and raised goaltender.
Bishop.
Bishop, Benny Bishop. And then to get past San Jose, who they've always been a nemesis of ours. And then to play Boston, the team that we lost to in 1970. I mean, this is storybook stuff. This is just stuff that, you know, somebody really creative would write. And here we got Wednesday night, Game 7. Anything can happen.
I know this would never happen, but I wonder, what if their coach, Boston's coach, just went in the locker room before the hockey game and said, look, gentlemen, we've won six of these. All right.
Yeah.
They haven't won any. Let's let them win. I know that'll never happen. That would never happen. But I just wonder.
Especially this guy.
Yeah.
Especially this weasel. I mean, you just look at him. He looks like a weasel.
He is a weasel.
You know, he just whines and cries. And,
yep.
You know, but, you know, hey, the Blues, you know, I do think they play tight at home. They just want to win so bad.
Right, I don't know the game. Did they play well last night? Because I don't know the game. Did they play well?
They played very well. They played a very good game. And could have easily scored three or four goals. They had a power play just a few minutes into the game, and they had tremendous pressure. They just didn't score.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite players, all the players on this team are my favorite. They're just great. But, you know, Braden Shen, he's been here at the dealership two, three times. Saskatchewan.
Ooh.
Yeah, he just pumped up and he hit a guy. And I do think that some of the Boston players, they know they're going to hit. So they just go ahead and think, go ahead, put my numbers. You're not supposed to hit from behind. It's called boarding. And they just take the hit and let the Blues take the penalty. But then, you know, we had just a little misplay on the penalty kill, in our zone. And one of the greatest players in these playoffs right now, Ryan O'Reilly. He didn't mean to toss that thing out of the plane surface. It just didn't. He just missed, probably hitting the glass by, I don't know, a foot.
Oh, the puck was on edge too. It was rolling.
Yeah, and you know, if he wanted to clear it out of the zone, you know, if he takes the puck and settles it down, does he clear it? I don't know. And he takes a delay of game penalty, and they're a good team. They're a very good power play team, Boston. And they had a minute and 28 seconds of 5-on-3 hockey. And at one point, I'm like, if we can just get out of this with 1-0, we're fine. So it was 1-0 after one period. There's 1-0 after two periods. You're at home to win the Stanley Cup, and you're down 1-0. I just think you got to come out with something that, you know, and I'm a fan, and I played the game, but not at that. They have to be exhausted, not only just the physical, but the mental exhausts you.
The nerves.
And you can't tell me these guys, I mean, I know they're super, but the nerves, I don't care. You know, I'm a fan and I'm nervous. I was exhausted at the end of the game.
Right, I watch it, I think it is the most exhausting sport to play. You have to have the legs of steel, and you're always moving. And the other thing I notice is it's also the most exhausting sport for whoever is the play-by-play guy, because they never stop talking. You know, in baseball, if there's kind of a lull, up in the booth, you know, Jack Buck is we're proud to welcome from Memphis, Tennessee. The mayor's with us. Mayor, welcome to St. Louis. You know, they had time to sit there and have a conversation. Billy Bob Thornton joins us. And Mike Shen is standing by. Mike,
oh, yeah.
Mike, how are you doing today?
I just had a handy 48 pack.
Well, that's typical of you.
You know, and in baseball, I mean, the guys take like 15, 20 seconds in between every swing. You know, they got to redo the glove. They got to redo this. Got to 52. Then all of a sudden they get in the batter's box. You know, and then if they, you know, if the pitcher then is taking signs, and all of a sudden the batter backs out. I mean, you know, I love baseball. I love all sports. I love baseball. But after you've been watching, and yesterday was 60 days that the playoffs have been going on. Our game one was April the 10th in Winnipeg.
Ooh.
Yankees. And here we were playing Sunday, you know, on the 8th of June, at 9th of June.
That's just a sleepy, dusty deal today. Wait, that's the 3rd of June.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy,
that's right,
dusty day?
I got confused. It's the 3rd of June, sleepy, dusty deal today. Now, I was listening in the car part of the time. Then I got home for most of the third period. And just in the car, I got out. I was exhausted listening to these guys. I mean, they never stop talking because there's never a lull in the action. Yeah, I mean, you can be out in left field or right for center in baseball. You just got to be standing out there for a while, and maybe nothing happened for a while. There's not one player on that ice who's not constantly moving. I mean, just it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm glad this happened because this is the first time I've ever paid attention to how much goes into play in this game. It's pretty impressive.
It was it's still crazy.
If they lose Wednesday, I guess it depends on if they lose, I guess whether or not St. Louis hockey fans will be mad will depend on how they play. Am I right? If they play really, really well and lose, okay, well, at least we're in the finals, no?
No, I've seen some diehard fans on my Facebook page that are all like, yeah, go Blues, and then they lose a game, and it is just a bloodbath of just
trash
insults.
Even if they played well and lost?
Yeah, and you're talking like, and yeah, you know, if they lose, that's it, like, no, I'm not saying all Blues fans out there, but there are quite a few out there that think like, oh yeah, I really support the team, and the second they do bad, they're out for blood.
Having said that, last night was the first time in my 40 plus years of being a hockey fan that I saw fans chanting in excitement with a 4-goal deficit in the last minute of the game.
Yeah, we want the cup.
As if to cheer them on, saying, we're taking this one.
No,
I've never seen that before.
I thought the same thing. I thought, well, that's some real fans. They're chanting, knowing they're going to lose this game. And they're still chanting, we want the cup. We want the cup. But it's going to have to be very frustrating because to come this close. I mean, this is as close as you can come.
Just put it to you this way. This team had not a snowball's chance in hell of making the playoffs.
Hang on. I think we have to edit out hell because we don't use that word.
No, right. I think so.
Hang on, John. Hold on.
You mentioned snowball.
Hold on.
I said snowball's chance.
Yeah, but you said AC double hockey sticks. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Radio edit.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Like I said, they have a snowball's chance in hell.
You can say hell. I'm kidding. You can say hell. Nowadays, that's nothing. I mean, that's nothing.
Can I tell you? I saw a couple of people yesterday at O.B. Clark's. Okay, that's the pregame spot, right? In Brentwood. An unbelievable
free dinner.
Joe O'Brien, Jim O'Brien, and God bless his soul, Mr. Ed O'Brien.
Another free dinner.
The movie, the program Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Compared to Obie Clark. Obie Clark's is a hometown bar with great pizza, great food, and ice cold beer. But we got there at 4:30. The place was packed. People, you know, getting there to watch games. One guy goes, I got here at noon. They're already over half full.
Whoa.
And a couple of people said, you know, Frank's got to quit being mean to you, Johnny.
Nobody said that.
I did. No. A couple guys were like, hey, listen to you. Funny. I'll knock you right out, whoever did that. Talking to a hockey guy here. I'm on the edge. I'm looking to punch somebody. And the guy screaming in my ear last night, he almost got tattooed. Mm. And I did have to shoulder him the one time going up the steps to go to the bathroom because an old guy like me has got to go to the bathroom because I probably consumed more Nick Ultra. I've never consumed that beer, but my boys turned me on to it because I've only probably had 10,000 bites in my life. Another 10,000 Budweiser. But this Nick Ultra is pretty, it's really good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to drink any for a while. But, you know, I'm running up the steps, and this guy's like halfway out in the aisle, and I, you know, looked at him, bam. I definitely didn't mean to.
Yeah, you did.
If I wanted to knock him down, even at almost 61, I'd have knocked him right on his keister. Because I know I can't say arse, but the screaming in my ear, you know, and some of the profanity, and finally someone like, hey, come on, let's take it easy. Let's try to keep it clean, because there are, I mean, to see the young kids and the looks on their faces going to this, to say, man, you know how lucky you are at your age of 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, and you're at a Stanley Cup final. You know,
that's my only, I've only been to a couple of hockey games, and that actually was my only complaint, was the language around me. It was, unacceptable with kids.
Well, this guy was an exception. This guy was totally an exception. And then his wife or girlfriend, heck, she wasn't much cleaner.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, how do you spell Hoosier? But, it was, it's still, good. We're selling cars. We're selling trucks. We're making American dreams, transportation dreams come true here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. And it's fun to, it's fun.
You know, I have a question for John and
Dan,
for
make
Tim.
Tim, make it brief and I'll tell you why. Josh Bauman brought his wife in. She's in the other room wanting to watch and to listen to her husband do his segment. And
I'll ask John this.
Bring Amy in then
she won't come in here, and you know it. You know Mimi won't come in here.
We had her in here one day when you were on the road, when you were having a medical situation. We had her come in here one day with her kids. She sat and watched him do a segment.
She didn't say anything, though.
No, because Josh put duct tape on her mouth.
Oh, but
oh, Mimi, you're talking about Josh.
Mimi's not coming in here. She's not going to come in here. Go ahead, Dan.
So my question for Johnny and for Tim and for Josh, since Josh is a big hockey fan also, in the handshake line at the end of a playoff series, have you ever seen anybody get into a fight? Because they're like,
not the pros, but in the junior hockey, yeah. I mean, I can tell you, in men's league back in the day, Volchek at Brentwood, there was a guy that was a good hockey player, and he just potatoed Buddy Kohlbrenner a couple of times. And, you know, Buddy's my age, and this guy was probably in his 20s, and just hit him from behind a couple of times. And a guy by the name of Chris Ganga, tough kid on our team, you know, he said, after the handshakes, in the corner, you and me. They did. They went into the corner, and they start, and Chris is going to beat this. Just beat that crap out of this guy. The guy bites his finger. First of all, he's a punk for hitting the guy. And hey, you know what? I didn't have a lot of skill. I was mean and nasty and would slash and check and hook and try to get under your skin. And a lot of times it worked. And a lot of times I'd get my butt whipped. And if a guy was really big and I knew he was going to probably try to kick my butt, I'd stick my stick right in his stomach. I didn't care. I was just, and then afterwards I'd buy him a beer and say, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what gets into me. When I play, and that's the game that it is.
I just watched a video on YouTube of the World Junior Championships in 2015, and Canada and Russia got in a brawl in the handshake line.
Now, we have not. Annette, is your wife's name Annette?
Yes.
Annette, sorry, give me one more minute here. We didn't ever. Hold on. We never addressed this, and I just thought of it. We never talked that the game before this, when the Blues had won. Did you see the kid giving the finger to every member of the Blues team as they exited the ice?
Yeah.
Who was that moron? Plain as day, giving the finger to every single player.
Probably some homeless kid, not some spoon-fed, spoiled brat.
That was a Boston fan.
It was a Boston fan, but his parents have to be so proud.
He's Facebook famous now.
Well, he shouldn't be famous. I hope he's famous for being a D-bag.
That's it. Well, you're fired up, buddy.
I am.
You're fired up. I've never seen this side of you.
Yeah. What's your phone number, the way?
Next year, we're going to a game.
Okay.
You think it's fun watching it on TV?
I've been to a game. I've been to a couple of games, and I got down close, and I got to hear that sound of that plexiglass getting hit. It's pretty exciting. I've been. Yeah. What's your phone number, by the way?
Oh, Frank, the phone number here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He's been in business now over 77. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff, LONDOFF.com.
Okay, thank you, John.
You're late tonight. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Finally got in that he sells cars. Sometimes we forget to get around to that. Maestro, please.
Help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You don't need somebody.
Josh Bauman is here. His wife is here, Annette. She's very nice. I don't think that's really his wife. I think he borrowed somebody, asked a friend, go on and pretend to be my wife. Are you nervous that she's here?
No.
Yeah, you are. He wouldn't have said
right.
it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Why did she come in here? Is she coming here because you...
I couldn't leave her in the car.
Sure you could. It's a nice day. It's not even...
Well,
it
is
windows
nice
down.
Out,
she's
yeah.
not gonna, it's
I could
like,
crack the windows.
Crack the windows a little, yeah.
It's not cruel like you're leaving
leave her
your...
a bowl of water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's not cruel like you're leaving the pet in the car. It's just your wife.
No, we're going to dinner afterwards, so...
Well... Is this a special occasion?
No.
No?
Well, no. I guess, I mean, our anniversary was... this weekend, so we mm-hmm. didn't really do anything yet for that. So
I don't know about you, but when it's my anniversary, the cloud of love kind of still hangs over, even for days, sometimes weeks. Is that the way with you?
Yeah,
yeah
sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get it.
Cloud
I get it.
Love. Josh gave her the cloud of love over the weekend. Hey, honey, pull my finger.
Oh, my God.
It lasted minutes, not days.
Josh Bauman is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Here are the numbers if you have an issue. He's actually really smart about this stuff. Stuff I don't know anything about. Anything that has to do with technology. He's an IT guy. Phones, computers, tablets. You get the idea. Televisions. You get the idea. 855-282-8255. Or 314-821-0598. Please welcome husband of Annette, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
And did you hear what he said? He used a deeper voice because she's...
No, it's from yelling last night.
Hello, no, he's trying to be all manly.
Hello, everybody.
You yelled your wife for.
Yeah,
what? I didn't yell at my wife last night. Hello, I was at the game.
Everybody. You didn't say that.
Josh, how you doing?
Way to help I'm fine, thank you.
Did you fish at the lake? You were at the lake.
We did a little bit of fishing. Long story, but all the fishing poles were locked up in my dad's boat, and I didn't want to take the cover off. But there was one up in the condo that we used.
So what did you catch? Anybody catch anything?
I didn't catch anything. No, I wasn't trying real hard.
Hmm. What did you use to fish?
A little Pop-R top water. The day it was kind of cloudy, I was down on the dock throwing it around.
Okay. The fact that you said top water, that tells me you have fished.
Yeah.
A non-fishing person wouldn't even know the term top water or swim bait or crank bait or any of that stuff. Okay. Would you want to take up a calls right away?
Sure.
I don't like people to have to hold too long. They might hang up on us. Jack would be first. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How are you? AM and PM.
Thank you, Jack.
Good, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. I've just got a quick question for you. I'm looking at getting a doorbell camera and then also a camera to put in my house to kind of watch my dog when we're not home.
Sure.
And I've been to Lowe's, I've been to Home Depot, I've been to Best Buy, and I'm completely and thoroughly confused. I'm 60 years old and I'm sick of all the technology confusion. Give me a recommendation on which is best so I can go buy the damn thing and be done with it.
Sure. Frank has the Ring doorbell, right?
I do. I have a Ring and a Nest. I have Ring.
Oh,
and,
you do have a Nest.
Nest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a Nest doorbell. I had a Ring doorbell to begin with. I didn't really care for the motion sense and the way it picked up and alerted me to motion on my front porch. And that's due to a couple issues at my house.
You said doo-doo. You can't.
I'm sorry.
What is it you didn't like? The Ring?
Yeah, the
Ring. But you can adjust and set all of that.
I did that. I spent about 3 days with support from Ring trying to fix the issues. And they said it had to do with my house sits up in elevation a little bit from the street, and it was picking up cars as motion instead of humans. Like, somebody could literally walk up to my front porch, and it would not pick them up, but it would pick up a car going down the street.
Yeah, there's something wrong, because mine,
yeah.
I set it for no more than, like, 10 feet from the door. Here's
sure.
Here's the great thing, Jack. They don't have to ring the doorbell.
No.
It's motion. If somebody walks within 10 feet of my front door, my telephone... Ding dong, someone's at your front door.
Yeah.
They don't even have to ring the bell, and I can, boom, instantly see who it is and talk to them. And that thing is only $200.
Yeah.
And there's no, well, there is a $10 monthly if you want to keep a record of who was there 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But I like the Ring.
The
I'm
Ring.
Very impressed. As long as you have good Wi-Fi.
Correct.
And I have marginal Wi-Fi, and I still like it.
The Ring and the Nest doorbells are going to be your two big players in that doorbell market. Ring has several models. I will say part of my problem was that I went cheap and went with the lower end model. Frank, you may have the Pro or the HD series. I had the
No.
Ring. I think I had the Ring 2 model. But I would recommend their newer models, the Pro or the HD, if you're looking at Ring. The Nest Hello, Nest only has one model of doorbell right now. That's what I currently have. I've had it for a year or just over a year. I love it. I'm able to hop in it on my phone from their website, look and see a live view out the front door. Either one of those two models will be fine.
Now, and for inside to watch, is it your dog, Jack?
Correct. Yeah.
Nest, yep. As long as you have an outlet, you plug it in, it's a wide angle. You see the whole room. And I believe you, too, can set it to either come on motion activated or just anytime you want, check in and take a look and see what's going on.
And the nice thing, if you get the Nest doorbell and then get the Nest camera, the indoor camera, those are all in one app. You know, you open up the Nest app on your phone, you can see both video feeds right away. So you're not hopping different apps or anything like that. So definitely, as far as being built into a single system, the Nest does have some advantage there. Does Amazon have a camera that wraps in with the
Echo?
With their not Amazon's doorbell, the doorbell that you have,
the Ring.
I think their Ring has internal cameras, inside cameras as well now. A friend of mine bought a camera set, an indoor camera set called Blink.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Amazon sells those. The really interesting thing about Blink, they are battery powered. They don't need a to plug into the wall, and they say that the battery that is included with them will last 2 years.
Jack, I have a battery. My Ring doorbell, we weren't able to get it wired in where the doorbell was. I'm not kidding you. That battery will go easily 6 months. And I thought at first, well, you know, that's just marketing hype. No, it's the most incredible battery I've ever seen. And when it gets really low, like 20%, you take it in and plug it in for a couple of hours, and it's good for another 5 months.
And that process of taking that battery out is not difficult. It's not hard.
Pops right out.
It's something you could easily do every couple months. Yeah. I don't think you could go wrong with either one of those, Jack.
Home Safe? There's another thing called, it's a whole, you could do a whole alarm system. What am I thinking of? Safe Link, Home System.
Simply Safe.
Yeah. Simply Safe. What is that? Is that any good?
I think that's more along the lines of an alarm system. And I know Ring is getting ready to come out with an alarm system if they haven't already. Nest has an alarm system as well.
Okay.
And I think these systems.
Simply Safe is more of an alarm.
I think you're going to be better served looking at either Nest or Ring. And honestly, I don't know that you could go wrong with either one of them, Jack. Does that make sense?
It does. What is the latest model, though? Isn't the Ring 2 the latest model, or is it the Ring Pro?
It may be the Pro. Look, if you go to Ring's website, they will absolutely tell you on their website. I think it's the Pro, because I think I had the 2.
If you have decent Wi-Fi, I think you'll love the Ring.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and I still like it.
Which one do you like better, the Nest or the Ring, Frank?
I like the Ring.
Do you?
Yeah. And you can put the Ring in the house. It's battery operated.
Sure.
You set it wherever you want it. And just set it on. They're not going to come up and punch it like a doorbell.
Right.
But set it to activate with motion. If that dog comes in the room or somebody, it'll come on and you see who they are.
Yeah.
So, does that help?
That helps. I've taken one of your recommendations in the past. I'll take this one and I'm going to order the Ring. Thanks.
All right,
Jack,
sounds good.
Thank you. 855-282-8255. Or 314-821-0590. Mike, it's your turn. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman. Hello, gentlemen.
Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Josh, quick question. So I'm interested in this new Google Wi-Fi mesh device.
Yes.
But is there only one application? You know, there, for example, this Blackhawk that I've called you about before, there's various types of Blackhawks. Are there more than one version of the Google Mesh?
Not that I'm aware of. No. If you go to Google's website, Google Store, store.google.com, it will list on there Google Wi-Fi. Or if you go to Walmart website and you search for Google Wi-Fi, you're only going to come back with the Google Wi-Fi. The only difference is they sell them in a one pack or a three pack.
Right.
That'd be the only difference you're going to find.
Okay, now my other question for you is, when I did put my current device in, I didn't, believe it or not, I didn't have to put in, an ID. It kind of mapped what was already there. Now, will the Google device do the same thing, or will I have to, you know, restore, a name and all of the passwords?
As far as the setup goes for setting up your Wi-Fi on the Google Wi-Fi, the way that works, I can tell you, because I have it in my house and I had to do it. So you get the Google hockey puck out of the box, you plug it into power, you download the Google Wi-Fi app on your phone. You open it up and it's going to say take a picture of the barcode barcode on the bottom of the device, and then it'll walk you through a few things, and it's going to say, what do you want your network to be called? What do you want the password to be? You hit next, you've got Wi-Fi in your house.
Okay, cool. So does it have WPS as well, so other devices I could map to them pretty easily?
I did not see the WPS or that button. Are you talking about that quick setup button?
Yeah.
I did not see that on the device. But as long as you keep your network name and your password the same, those devices should automatically connect, no issue.
Okay, perfect. Hey, that was worth the price of the call right there.
Yeah.
I
might. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Yep, take care. Yep.
I'm sorry, but they just keep coming.
That's all right.
Diana, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. How are you today?
Good, Diana. How are you?
Doing fine. So I have a Panasonic digital television.
Okay.
And I've had multiple high-definition digital antennas to pick up the local channels.
Okay.
But it seems like no matter how expensive a one I buy, it just keeps pixelating most of the channels.
Okay. Are you, let's say, approximately 40 to 50 miles outside of St. Louis?
40 to 50 miles outside of St. Louis. I live in St. Peter, so.
Okay. So we had this same problem when I was trying to cut the cord and go with an antenna as well. I live down in Jeff County, and certain channels, I remember Channel 9 was the worst. At times, Channel 4 was bad. And it was purely the distance that we are from the broadcast antennas for those stations. If you go into, and I don't know your TV specifically, but sometimes in those TVs, they've got signal meters built into them. So you might be able to go into the settings of the TV, and it might show you the signal strength that you're getting from, say, Channel 2 or Channel 4. Since it's digital, it needs a certain amount before it starts pixelating. And conversely, it needs a certain amount before it can actually start showing you picture. Worst case scenario, you may have to go to an online streaming service like YouTube TV or DirecTV Now. Those, you're going to end up paying $30 a month minimum, likely.
Well, I currently have Charter.
Okay.
But I don't want to pay the multiple box thing.
Oh, yeah. No, so I don't.
I only watch the local news in the morning, so I just wanted to use the public channels.
Okay, so one recommendation I could make, if you're really wanting to stick with an over the air antenna, look for an antenna that has a built-in amplifier. I don't know if you've tried an antenna that has that yet. Typically, those antennas do have to be plugged into power. That's what I had to go with in my house. It was a little bit bigger of an antenna, and it had a little box that had to plug into power, and then it plugged into the TV. And what that does is that little box amplifies the signal that the antenna is receiving.
And sometimes those boxes, those amplifiers, can make all the difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried an antenna with go ahead.
That's what I have. So I went to Best Buy, and that's what they suggested, and I tried that, and it's still pixelating.
What about elevation if she's down low?
Yeah, if you're kind of down low in a valley, that could be an issue. It's all based on radio frequencies. So the higher you can get the antenna, the better. The more outside, not necessarily meaning that the antenna needs to be outside, but if you've got it like center of your house in the basement, that's going to be an issue. If you can get it close to an exterior wall, you're going to be better off, or away from brick, you're going to be better off. The fewer things you can put between it and the antenna, the better. I don't know if you can or want to mount an antenna on the side of your house or on your roof. That would be optimal. But the other thing, there used to be a website, antennatv.com or something like that. You could look at what direction you needed to point the antenna. You could put in your address, and it would tell you the antenna for these stations are to the southwest. So you would get best service if you pointed that antenna to the southwest. You might want to Google that. I don't know. Or Antenna Web was the name of the website. You could look that up. You could type in your address, and it would tell you how far you were away from those antennas.
Okay.
I have one of those antennas on one TV like that, and when it gets windy.
Oh, yeah.
That's when things start getting haywire right. on the TV.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we experience the same thing.
I've never heard of that. What can wind possibly have to do with
it? I don't know.
It's something to do with the air and radio frequencies.
Wind has something to do with the air?
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. Yeah.
I told you this guy was smart. No, he knows stuff.
Those are all things to try, Diana. And Amazon has a really good antenna. I cannot think of the name of it off the top of my head. But I can, if you shoot me an email at joshtechadvice@gmail.com, I'll see if I can find the one antenna that I've heard that it has really good reviews on Amazon and see if that's, if you'd be interested in that as well.
So was Josh what?
Techadvice@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. And the calls just keep on coming.
It's awesome.
I'm waiting. Dan, I think, is typing something. Maybe not. Go ahead. You came in armed with something.
I did. So I don't know if you guys heard over the weekend or late last week, LabCorp, one of the big popular phlebotomy services that doctors send you to get your lab drawn, they announced...
Remind me, do you know what phlebotomy is?
Is it somebody that checks like your blood and stuff like that?
You draw your blood, yeah.
Yeah,
put the needle in your arm. And,
very good.
They had a data breach. They admitted that they had a data breach over the last 6 months. Well, shortly after they admitted their data breach, Quest Diagnostics...
Another thing, yeah. They do the same thing.
So what happened was the billing company that Quest and LabCorp uses actually had the data breach, not these two companies.
You do what my wife does. I think it's LabCorp.
Is it?
Yeah.
Normally,
Core is C-O-R, usually C-O-R-P-S-E.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought Core was like, you know, like the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. It's C-O-R-P-S. But you don't say, you don't, you don't say Corps.
LabCorp is C-O-R-P. There's not Core.
Okay.
And he's just so smart, I'd like to catch him in something.
No, I agree.
I don't
I
like
agree.
Somebody always being
I think
that
that's
smart.
Good. Josh,
I could call him. I could call my wife. See how they answer the phone.
Yeah, do that. Tim's going to call him and see how they answer the phone. I bet they answer LabCorp. And if it's not clear, say, I'm just...
Who is this?
Say, I'm in the middle of an argument here. Do you pronounce your name LabCorp or LabCorp? And see what they say. You want to put money on this?
No.
Not good, smart. No. Yeah, I wouldn't either for you.
So, go ahead. Their billing company is the one that had the data breach, and they estimate 20 million people had their private information stolen by this hacker. They said it started, they went back and looked forensically. It started back in March of 2018 and just finished about a month and a half ago.
But who in the world is going to care? I mean, I know it's bad, but who's going to go and go, hey, I wonder what Limey's blood results
No, were. And they were very clear to say that it wasn't any medical information. It was all billing information. So it was account balances, credit card, any sort of payment arrangements, like the way that you paid. So they freely admit credit card numbers were stolen. So that's going to be the big issue. So
I thought you meant it was the results of blood.
No, it was purely their billing, the billing information.
Tim, did you call?
It's LabCorp.
Well.
With a P.
Thank you, everybody. Once again.
Way to go, Frank.
Thank
mistake.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you so much.
My one time this month.
Look at your wife is smiling. She loves you go down. She loves seeing you make a mistake.
I'm sure. So, yeah, if you've used LabCorp, or Quest Diagnostics in the last 6 to 9 months, you might want to keep an eye out on your credit card statements.
By the way, it's Queest. I'm kidding. That would be ridiculous because it's Q-U-E-S-T. That would be stupid.
No, so just pay attention to your credit card statements if you if you've been to those two companies. So
okay, the calls keep coming.
Yeah,
let's go with Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh, Frank, gang, AM and the PM.
Tom, thank you.
Hey, Tom.
Okay, the digital television. There's a website OA for over the air HDTV.
Okay.
And if you go to that, there's directions out there, there's plans out there to make what's called a double bow tie antenna.
Woo!
You make this out of a piece of $2 foam board, aluminum foil, and one of them old TV splitters. That's all you need. It's about a foot and a half by foot and a half, and it looks like it's got two actual bow ties on the front of it. And we get over up to channel 51 on that one.
Mm.
Wow.
And you bill that for less than $3.
And 1 foot, that's not taking up a lot of space. Let me show people what a foot is. That's a foot right there. That's just not, 12 inches is not that much.
Yeah, you can no, you can not, definitely do that.
That's what they tell me, too.
Yeah.
But then they have a hard time reading a rule, if you'll notice.
So if you make your own antenna, it's real directional. No kidding. You make the antenna yourself.
Yeah. Did you have to solder anything?
Yeah, you download the plans and print them out on your printer on a piece of paper and then just cut them out. There's only about 4 or 5 pieces.
How about that?
It's OHHDTV.
OA for over the air.
Oh.
And then HDTV.
TV.com. Yeah.
And a double bow tie is what it's called.
Great. All right. Well, thank you.
Hopefully that helps people, because we've tried all them, you know, $20 antennas and threw them all in the trash. We built this one, and I sell them for $25 a piece. So they work that good.
Thank you, Tom. Here's the other thing people need to understand. Your TV, the old digital conversion box, that's old news. Your TV will convert. Let's not forget about just regular old outside antenna, which is what I have on the top of my house. And, buddy, I pick up everything over the air, over regular over-the-air television, because it's mounted high.
When the day is clear, we can get Cape Girardeau stations at our house over the air with our TV.
Man, that is good. Mark, it's your turn. And Mark, you're on 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, guys, for aiming the PM.
Thank you, Mark.
So my question has to do with, like house internet. So I recently had to upgrade because my provider no longer provides the 25 megs. They jumped from 15 up to 50 for some reason. So I was just curious, how does that compare to, like, if I were to use my cell signal as like a hotspot for the house? I mean, is that comparable to, you know, the house internet, or, you know, what would I
it can at it I can be to? Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, it can be if you have a really good cell signal.
So right now with current 4G phones, which the phone that I guarantee that you have in your hand is a 4G phone on whatever carrier, you're likely to see 30 to 34 meg download speed. And you can test that on your phone. Open up the browser on your phone. Go to a website, fast.com. Now, this will use your data. A little disclosure there. So if you're close to your data limit, don't do it. But fast.com is a site that Netflix uses to test download speed for people that are having problems streaming Netflix videos. So fast.com will do a download test on your phone and tell you what kind of download speed that you're getting over your phone. Now make sure you have your wireless turned off, so you're not using your home internet for this. You want to make sure that you're using your cell phone's data to do this, and that will tell you what kind of speed that you're getting on your phone. My guess is going to be you're going to be in that 30-35 range. So if you have 50 meg service in your house, you could see, in theory, up to 50 meg over your Wi-Fi in your house. So it would be faster. Will you see a difference? Likely not. But it is faster in your home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I was just curious how the two compared on the different types of signal, I guess. But,
yeah. Now when we see 5G phones come out,
and I'm starting to see that pop up on my phone.
All right. Well,
when I go different places,
yeah, AT&T is faking it. It's 5GE, which is not real 5G at this time. They're rebranding their 4G service.
Okay.
But when real 5G comes out, because there's not a phone on the market right now that supports 5G, we will likely see upwards of 1 gig download speeds on our phones. So then you're faster than home internet speeds by a lot.
Right.
But yeah. So. You'll see decent speed on your phone.
So in theory, you probably could do it, depending on, like, if you just have one thing going at a time, or
if you turn your phone into a hotspot, you could probably have two Netflix streams going at a time and be okay. If you try to stream 4K, which I wouldn't recommend anyway, you're gonna have a problem. Browsing, you know, if somebody's streaming a Netflix stream and you have two computers browsing, just messing around on Facebook, you'll be fine. you're not gonna reach that limit.
Okay. Well, I was just curious and trying to justify it, because if I upgrade my cell service to unlimited data, it's going to cost me $20 more dollars a month,
right,
versus paying $60 a month for the house internet for 50 gigs. So
now, the curious thing there, if you have AT&T service, if you go to their unlimited plans, most of those unlimited plans, they're throwing in their streaming service of DirecTV Now for free. So that's around a $40 to $50 charge that you could get for free.
Yeah, I got Verizon.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's cool. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Mark. Now here's, we have 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I have one caller left, or you can just close it out with whatever you think you need to share with people.
I shared the important thing that I wanted to share.
Let's get Tim in here. Tim, we have 2 minutes. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh Bauman.
Not you, Tim. No, on the phone. This guy. Other guy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Hey, real quick. I have Charter Spectrum. I do the streaming service.
Yes.
I also rent their modem router from them. I've noticed that if, like, I have two or more devices going through there, I can't watch TV because it gets real pixelated. If I go out and buy my own modem router, would a faster one do any better for me?
No. The first thing I would do is I'd call Charter and make sure that that is the newest revision of the modem out, because every 2 or 3 years, those cable modems go through a life cycle, and they stop supporting the fastest speeds out there. So if your modem is more than 2 or 3 years old, you could be paying for 100 meg service or 200 meg service and really only getting about 50 or less. So I would call Charter first, have them run diagnostics on your modem, and make sure that the modem you have fully supports the speed that you're paying for. Because I had that problem.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
All right.
Thank you for the call. If we can do this in 1 minute, except I don't see a name. Dan hasn't typed a name on the screen. Dan's not paying any attention to me. So let's just wrap it up here. Anything in closing? Got about a minute?
Let's see. Not really. The LabCorp thing was important to me. Oh,
you mean LabCorp?
Oh, jeez.
It's Bernard.
Walmart. You know how Walmart's doing the online grocery order and pickup at the Walmart parking lot?
By the way, my prediction? Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, no. We love it.
You do?
Oh, we love. Ask my wife.
Have you had Walmart put groceries in your refrigerator?
Oh, no, not that. That's what I was going to talk about.
So that's what I'm saying is not going to fly.
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of sketchy. So Walmart's going to roll out this new feature. They're going to test it in Kansas City later this year. They will have workers that have worked for Walmart for at least a year come to your house wearing a body camera, and they will put their groceries away in your fridge for you.
No, these people are going to get robbed.
No. I say no.
It's not a terrible idea.
Bad idea. I don't want them in my house. Body camera? No body camera.
They can go tell a buddy.
They have a body camera. They go back and tell a buddy, hey, these people have got blah, blah, blah in their house.
Point.
You'll knock it off. They can tell somebody else to go get it. All right, we're out of time. You know how to close this.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
All right, thank you, Josh. Nice meeting you, Annette. Yeah. Size wife.
Nice meeting you too, Frank.
No, I spoke to her earlier. She didn't sound like that. So I have just enough time to tell you what's happening with Thompson Price, the people who did our kitchen. I bought three toilets last week, the end of the week. In fact, since we've been together from Thompson Price, they're higher. Two of them are tornado flush. Oh, yeah. Serious, like a cruise ship toilet. We had one, and I like it so much that since they're closing out the inventory in their showroom, I thought, well, let's just grab three of these things. And sure enough, they had them. Nobody else had tagged them, so we got them. We're going to have them put them in the next couple of weeks. So that's what's going on at the current showroom. They're selling pretty much everything in there because they're building a new showroom in Chesterfield Valley. That is not a reason to put off your plans. In fact, if anything, jump in and start it now because you can save a lot of money on the stuff that's in the showroom they have now, which is in Depere. I was just in there 2 days ago. Less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli. And that's it. Go in, tell them you're AM and the PM. Say, here, you're moving your new showroom. We're thinking about redoing a kitchen or bathroom. And it starts there. Start the great Thompson Price process. And remember, no matter how many people you're going to talk to, make sure at least one of them has the name Price in the name. you'll be in great hands. Tell them your AM and the PM, Thompson Price. Kitchens, bath, thompsonprice.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's no sign that a helicopter crash on top of a building in Manhattan was an act of terror. First responders descended on the area swiftly to handle the emergency today. De Blasio said one person died in the